ABC News.
There's quite a difference, as we all know, in the particularly in proposed changes to taxes. That's, you know, the negative gearing and capital gains tax on housing, which will apply to existing, not to existing housing, but to any of the existing housing stock after the 1st of January. There are changes to franking credits, potential changes to personal trusts. So there's a fair range of cutting back there in some of the generous tax benefits that we've previously had. And on top of that, the round of the tranche of tax cuts that the opposition, that the current government rather is promising in sort of 4 or 5 years' time, are not being at this time proposed by Labor. So on the revenue side, you've seen them actually storing up the revenues that we've got. And then on the expenditure side, you're actually though seeing some of that offset with more generous spending. So there's a fair bit of difference between the two sides in terms of their policies.
Is that because it's difficult to really make predictions about the economy, given that we're not really quite sure how it'll perform over the next few years?
Look, that's very true, and there are a lot of risks on the global horizon. However, whichever way the economy goes, if it were to worsen substantially, it'll affect the starting line for either side of politics. So from a point of view of the baseline, it doesn't matter whether it's Liberal or Labor, they'll have the same impact on revenues and expenditure. But it's more to do with the actual policies and the difference in policies that they're offering.
And how will falling house prices impact on those promised tax cuts, Nikki?
Well, at this stage, there shouldn't be an impact. But what we're seeing is falling house prices mean people feel less wealthy, and so they're spending a little bit less. We know from our modelling that, in fact, it's actually wages and household incomes that affect spending the most. But we certainly are seeing some impact at the retail level. And that means, obviously, a slower economy, it means slower taxes, and it also means lower GST. And that's likely to actually have more of an impact at the state budget level than it is, in fact, at the federal government level. But it certainly means lower revenues for whichever side of government we see in the future.
And what sort of global trends are having an impact on our economy and will do so post the election?
Well, there's quite a few things. So the IMF's just come out recently and lowered its forecast. It's concerned about problems and slowing in Europe. We all know Brexit's had a big impact on particularly the UK, but also Europe more generally. And then obviously the trade, well, we won't call them wars, but the trade negotiations between China and the US are having a significant impact, slowing the economy. And China's been facing some headwinds anyway, and that while the government's trying to stimulate things, they've still got to deal with very, very large debt. So we're not expecting, the economy is going to be growing, but it's going to be growing at a slightly less rapid pace. And that obviously affects the, you know, what happens in Australia. The good news, though, is that we're seeing really strong demand still for iron ore, coal, for gas in particular, with strong prices. So our terms of trade at the moment are doing okay, and our exports are doing extremely well. So that's a real positive for the Australian economy and for household incomes and for the budget.
ABC News.